Hi, it's Dave. So the SEC and Elon Musk are going at it, and things are escalating. The SEC stands for the Securities and Exchange Commission in the U.S., and it's the government agency meant to enforce the law against market manipulation. Let's dive into the latest news. All right, yesterday, Elon Musk filed some court documents, and he's seeking to terminate the 2018 fraud settlement agreement with the SEC. Reuters has this headline that says, Tesla's Musk seeks to end SEC's muzzle on tweets. All right, so all of this goes back to an August 7, 2018 tweet by Elon Musk, and he says, "I'm considering taking Tesla private at 420, funding secured." Now, the SEC had major problems with these two words, funding secured, and a couple months later, Elon Musk settles these SEC fraud charges. Elon Musk is required to step down as Tesla's chairman. Tesla has to appoint additional independent directors, and Tesla and Elon agree to pay $40 million as penalties. Several months later, on April 30th, 2019, the court approved a new agreement, or rather an amendment that kind of clarifies the topics. And here's the actual amendment from April 30th, 2019, and it kind of clarifies some different types of tweets that would need to be approved by a securities lawyer at the company. And it goes over several other topics or areas as well. And at the end of the amendment, it's interesting to note that it says the court shall retain jurisdiction on this matter for purposes of enforcing the terms of the final judgment as amended by this order. Yet my interpretation is it's not the SEC that's supposed to enforce this. It's actually the court that's in charge of enforcing this agreement. So yesterday, Elon Musk's lawyer submitted a bunch of documents to try to start the process to get this previous agreement overturned or at least changed. And here are some of the key highlights. It says, over the past 4 years, the SEC has subjected Tesla and Mr. Musk to unrelenting investigation into Mr. Musk's First Amendment expression. The SEC's previous attempts to obtain information from Tesla and Mr. Musk have not yielded a shred of evidence that either violated the securities laws. The SEC has nevertheless repeatedly attempted to tarnish Tesla's and Mr. Musk's records with repeated and unfounded investigations. As the SEC returns again and again to seek the same information relating to compliance with the consent decree entered by this court, it has become all too clear that it is trying to end run the court's supervision. In other words, the court should be the ones to supervise this agreement, but they're claiming the SEC is trying to overtake, right, and supervise it itself. To the extent Mr. Musk remains bound by the terms of the consent agreement, so should the SEC. If the SEC seeks information about Mr. Musk's compliance, it must come before your honor rather than pursue an end run around the jurisdiction of the court through improper administrative subpoenas. The SEC's pursuit of Mr. Musk has crossed the line into harassment, which is quintessential bad faith. Over the past 4 years, the SEC has engaged in successive investigations of Mr. Musk and his tweets without cease. And then it goes on to share a brief summary of the SEC's hovering attention to Mr. Musk's online speech. It goes through the different subpoenas and complaints the SEC has filed since 2018. And we see different investigations and subpoenas by the SEC from 2019, 20, 21, etc. Elon Musk's lawyer goes on and says the SEC is heedlessly intruding on Mr. Musk's privacy and into the company's affairs, a pattern of behavior that shows no sign of abatement. The SEC's vendetta against Mr. Musk should be put to a stop, and Mr. Musk respectfully requests that this court quash the challenge requests. The consent decree, this is the settlement agreement, should be terminated, or at a minimum, the court should modify the consent decree to remove the prior restraint on Mr. Musk's speech. All right, the summary of all this is Elon Musk's lawyer is arguing, number one, the SEC is overstepping their bounds, and the court should be the one enforcing the agreement rather than the SEC. And the second kind of big argument is the SEC is hassling Tesla and Elon Musk with endless investigations and subpoenas, and they're abusing, right, this original settlement agreement to police First Amendment speech by Elon Musk. And this behavior from the SEC is showing no signs of stopping. Thus, Elon is arguing that the court needs to step in. There are a bunch of more arguments. I'll go ahead and link to some of the court filings in the video's description. All right, there's also another exhibit. It's called Exhibit A in the court filings yesterday. And basically, this Exhibit A is saying that there was no fraud, that Elon's 420 tweet, his tweet of going private, was actually truthful. So this Exhibit A starts out and says, the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, has long desired to take Tesla private. And it goes on and it shows some blacked out paragraphs. We're going to assume that this is more private, right, sensitive information. And then it goes on and says, PIF agreed to fund a transaction to take Tesla private. And here you have some blacked out paragraphs. You even have two more pages of blacked off paragraphs. What I'm assuming is this is detailed kind of conversations, summaries of what was shared between Elon Musk and the PIF to kind of back up their claims that actually the PIF did actually agree to fund a transaction to take Tesla private. It goes on and says, Elon discussed going private at 420 with Tesla's board. Again, blackout paragraph, basically probably some details on actual conversations with the board. And it says Elon discussed going private with his financial and legal advisors. Again, you have blacked out paragraph, another probably private sensitive information detailing the people that actually Elon discussed going private with. And then it goes on and says, some investors interpreted funding secured consistent with what had occurred, a strong verbal commitment with funds available and parties willing to execute quickly. And then it goes on and says, Elon confirmed his understanding the funding was secured in numerous communications with Mr. Al Rumayyan. So who is this Mr. Al Rumayyan? He is the governor of the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. So the guy who controls this massive fund. He's also the chairman of the board of Saudi Aramco. So let's take a look at these two entities. The Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia is the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia. It is among the largest sovereign wealth funds in the world with total estimated assets of at least $500 billion. So this guy is the governor. He heads this fund, probably makes a lot of decisions here. He's also the chairman of Saudi Aramco. This is Saudi Arabia's oil company that this guy is the chairman of the board. Now, this has a market cap of $2.3 trillion. So this is the guy that Elon is saying that had committed actually to help fund, a transaction to take Tesla private, thus giving, Elon the impression or the confidence that funding was secured, to take Tesla private if he had decided to do so. All right. The Exhibit A goes on and says, not only did Mr. Musk firmly believe funding was secured when he tweeted, in reality, per Mr. Musk's discussion with the PIF, it was secured. So Elon is doubling down here, saying his tweet that funding was secured actually was truthful. Next, these facts demonstrate beyond a shadow of a doubt that Mr. Musk reasonably believed funding was secured, reasonably believed his public disclosures were accurate, and that Mr. Musk had a genuine desire to take Tesla private. The SEC may disagree with Mr. Musk's beliefs and conclusions, which only underscores that these issues must go to jury. All right, there's another interesting document called the Declaration of Elon Musk that was filed yesterday, and it goes through his side of the story, why he felt forced to sign the initial settlement agreement. He says, my August 7th, 2018 tweet was written at a time when I was in fact considering taking Tesla private at $420 a share. Funding was secured and there was investor support. Despite this, the SEC's unrelenting regulatory pressure combined with the attendant collateral consequence of the SEC's complaint against me caused a scenario in which I was forced to sign the consent decree in 2018. Tesla was a less mature company and the SEC's actions did to jeopardize the company's financing. If you remember at that time, this is 2018, there was a lot of pressure, with the Model 3 ramp. He says, defending against the SEC's action through protracted litigation was not in the interest of the company and its shareholders. As Tesla's CEO and chairman at the time, I perceived that the company and shareholders would be placed at an undue risk unless I settled the matter promptly. In September 2018, before filing this action, the SEC offered me a no admit, no deny monetary settlement with no officer or director bar. Moments before proceeding with the settlement on September 26, I learned for the first time that the settlement could require multiple companies I was affiliated with, Tesla, SpaceX, Boring Company, and Neuralink, to either seek a publicly accessible waiver letter regarding the SEC's allegations or risk their future ability to raise money through Regulation D offerings. Upon receipt of this information, I was adamant that we needed to withdraw from the SEC negotiations. I had only wanted to settle to help Tesla, but I did not wish to cause harm to the other companies. I felt it was wrong to do so. On September 7th, my counsel informed the SEC that I had withdrawn my consent to move forward with the settlement. The commission filed their complaint against me in this case the same day. The potential harms of the SEC's action to Tesla and its shareholders were immediately apparent. On September 28th, I learned from Tesla's investor relations team that several of Tesla's largest shareholders could cede their ownership in Tesla, substantially impacting Tesla's financing. If the case was not settled expediently, I entered into the consent decree for the immediate survival of Tesla. And then Elon finishes and says, I never lied to shareholders. I would never lie to shareholders. I entered the consent decree for the survival of Tesla for the sake of its shareholders. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. First off, I'm not a legal expert, so I could be very wrong. Take all of this as just my personal opinion, and my opinions can change over time with more information. That said, Elon Musk has been the poster child of a bad boy for the SEC for many years. This is my opinion, but it just seems like the SEC has targeted Elon and has gone after him really hard. And we can all live in a fantasy world and think that the SEC is completely objective, but the reality is the SEC is made up of people, and people are naturally biased one way or the other, especially when it comes to a polarizing and high-profile person like Elon Musk. So it appears that Elon has had enough of what he calls the harassment and abuse from the SEC. He wants to be free from the constant bombardment of subpoenas and investigations from the SEC. And he wants to be able to tweet freely without having to worry that the SEC will misinterpret and use words against him. Elon is not saying, at least according to court documents, that he wants to be able to tweet things that are illegal. Rather, he just wants to be treated fairly. He wants to be subject to the same rules as other CEOs are and not targeted or treated differently or unfairly because of a past settlement that is being taken advantage. All right, so what's my take here? I think this is turning out to be an epic case for the SEC and one that could really open a lot of eyes. Until now, the mainstream narrative has been that the SEC was justified in cracking down on Elon, but this case has potential, I think, to change that narrative. If this case is brought before a jury, I really don't see how the SEC can prevail in proving Elon intentionally was deceitful or committed fraud with his going private tweet. I think there would be a 99% or 99.9% probability that Elon would prevail in a jury case. Again, this is just my personal take. Further, it's been almost 4 years from that going private tweet. And what does the SEC expect? There should be, I think, some statute of limitations for that tweet muzzling consent decree from 2018. Isn't 4 years enough? Or should it last 10 years, 20 years, or infinitely? All in all, I sympathize and I can understand Elon Musk's position here. When Elon tweeted his infamous 420 tweet in 2018, I took it exactly as it was intended. He said he was considering taking Tesla private. The key word now is considering, meaning it wasn't decided yet. It was something he was seriously entertaining. And so the 420 price and the funding secure words were not the main focus of the tweet. The $420 price could change and lots of things could happen to prevent Tesla from going private. Also, when Elon said funding was secured, I took it as funding wouldn't be an issue. And that was obvious to me. Tesla at a $50 billion market cap valuation would have no issues getting funds, in my opinion, especially since Elon would be holding and probably a lot of other major institutional holders would hold or even increase their position. They'd probably only have to raise a fraction of that $50 billion market cap valuation. And that could be done very quickly, especially if you had some serious verbal interest or commitment from one or more large investors. Anyways, I'm glad Elon Musk is standing up against government overreach. If he wins this case, I think it'll be truly epic. And if he does, maybe the SEC should be required to change his name to whatever Elon wants it to be. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it is, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.